Kaya Biz with Googlet and Fopi
on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.
27 minutes after 6 o'clock, you're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Well, it is the big news story for today. That's the South African Bank, Reserve Bank, I beg your pardon, having hiked interest rates by 75 basis points. Largely anticipated by market participants, but of course tells us something, that this is part of the global move to address rising inflation in various economies, as the SARB is not the only central bank to have hiked and increased interest rates significantly in the last few weeks and even this week alone. To tell us more about this is Isaac Machego. He's the chief economist at Nedbank. Congratulations on that appointment there, sir, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Google. I'm actually a senior economist, not a chief economist, at least not yet.
I'm speaking it into existence, right? So it will happen. But I must say, being an economist these days doesn't mean that you sleep well, I presume. There's a lot that's been happening in the world, Isaac. But give us your initial reaction to the interest rate hike today.
Sure, Google. I will say yes. We are living in a very volatile global environment at the moment, a lot to worry about, and all this that is happening impacts on the South African economy in addition to the local shocks. But on the interest rate hikes, no surprise at all there, particularly after the Fed meeting last night. I mean, we've been quite clear as Nedbank that we believe, at least for a few meetings, the SARB will have to keep pace with the U.S. Fed in order to ensure that we do not see the rand coming under a lot of pressure. Because remember that the rand is the main driver of inflationary pressure in South Africa, particularly through the fuel prices.
Very true. And we see that influence, especially coming through from the inflation print that came through yesterday, CPI, showing that food and fuel being the major drivers here of inflation. But I'm keen to understand, as you say, this was largely anticipated, also in line with what we're seeing happening abroad. But give us some context here, Dr. Isaac. There's a keen and interesting question from one of our listeners on Twitter who asks, explain this in football terms. And I think for many of us, we forget that there's interest rate hikes that we've witnessed in the past, and this has really just taken us back to pre-pandemic levels. So are things bad, or just bad in terms of what we used to, and I guess the pace of these rates is what is actually catching us off guard?
Sure. I mean, we have to remember that even after today's hike, the repo rate and prime rate are still not at their pre-COVID levels. At the start of 2020, prime was around 10.25%, and it's only 9.75%. And by the way, inflation now is higher than it was at that time. At that time, it was around 5%. It is now over 7%. So we're talking here about the real interest rates, or after adjusting for inflation. The South African Reserve Bank has to ensure that our real interest rates are positive in order, for instance, to encourage savings in the economy. So the SARB is not only hiking to ensure that the inflation spiral is contained, it's also hiking to ensure the real interest rate that is positive. How do interest rates affect the economy? It's through borrowing. The SARB is basically containing strong demand in the economy, because inflation is a self-feeding monster. It can become that, you know. Economic history has got many cases of that, including here in South Africa. And if the SARB delays in acting against inflation, it will definitely be compelled to take much tougher action later to bring inflation down.
What are the risk factors to this, though, Isaac, as we might experience stagflation? Our economy is not growing. We're trying to hike interest rates and curb inflation, but that in itself will curb spending. And it just seems as though we're not pulling at all levers to really stimulate the economy. So are there potential risk factors here?
Definitely, of course, but we have to look at what is holding back growth in this economy. I mean, we've got very low productivity. We must be honest about that. We're getting a shock from load shedding. So even the existing production capacity is constrained by the intense power shortages. Mm. Very low interest rates in that environment are not going to help a lot. For instance, let's talk about the labor market situation with a very high unemployment rate. Even when interest rates are very low, that chunk of the labor force will not get access to credit because they do not have incomes. So we have to address the supply side issues here. We have to unlock the bureaucracies and all the blockages that are holding back growth in this economy. And we're talking here particularly about job creating growth.
Definitely. That's needed. And that's also what we do need to continue to stimulate our economy. So often when we think about, you know, interest rates hiking up quite sharply, we're also well aware that it does have a negative impact on the indebtedness of South Africans. But let's talk to the savers, to the pensioners, to those who are doing their bit to, you know, try and save up for rainy days, and why this is a positive for them, but also why, I guess, excessive saving might not work too favorably for our economy as we are trying to stimulate consumption, which is the key lead of growth.
Yeah, I mean, positive real rates will stimulate savings and all that. And by the way, what's quite positive right now is that, well, I always see this as the benefit of COVID. You know, we've got to see, the bright side of any crisis. What we saw, for instance, from 2020, was the savings rate turning positive in South Africa for the first time since about 2005. So savings have picked up a bit. Consumers are in a slightly better financial position, as in their balance sheets are looking a bit better. And with the central bank, the Reserve Bank, containing inflation, I do expect that, the disposable income or buying power should remain positive going into the future, because we must be cognizant of the potential that inflation has on consumer spending, for instance. And with high inflation, we would not be able to even stabilize this economy, never mind reviving it to ensure that we create jobs.
Definitely. Ntate Mashego, there's so much else that we could discuss at the moment, especially in terms of the performance of the economy. And maybe let's go there to get your thoughts and your insights into the current state and the health of the economy, and where the ongoing pressure points and concerns lie. I often share this analogy of a football player that was unhealthy, gained weight and struggling with an injury before the pandemic. And then the pandemic was the bus that knocked us down. And then we were fully benched, broken knees, maybe a back that's also not in full, the best condition. And here we are trying to get back on the field. But now we, I guess, playing with crutches. Is that a clear depiction of the performance of the economy, or is my story lacking in some detail?
That's a very good one. That's a very good one, Gugu. At least what's encouraging is that, yes, the player now is starting to stand, starting to stretch, and we should hope that with, for instance, all the measures announced by the president in July to address the energy crisis, the announcement today by the minister in the DME, we should hope that those are starting, well, basically be the start of that player starting to get 5-10 minutes in the field, getting that player ready to start playing the entire game, because the recovery and even the acceleration to a higher growth rate is going to be gradual. It's not going to happen overnight. Yeah. It's going to be some time before we get this economy at that level where we want it. Where, for instance, with the NDP, we want an average growth rate of 5.5% per year.
Oh, and that's, and we're far from that. So I guess we're not even playing in the big league just yet. We've been relegated, right? To
well, we are in the relegation zone of the third division. You know, we've got to work our way up.
Definitely. And I guess on that note, then, to close off with, Ntate Mashego, what does this mean for South African households going forward? As you've described, the South African economy not fighting fit, a long way to go. We are aware of the risk factors like load shedding, among many other concerns. So how should we position ourselves as South African households, especially in terms of tightening our belts?
Sure. I mean, for the consumer, I expect that, you know, the worst is behind us. Let me say that, because, you know, fuel prices were the big hit, the very high food prices were the big hit. Now we're starting to see fuel prices coming down. Food inflation is easing. Interest rates are rising, but we must look through the cycle and, you know, remember that the higher interest rates will ensure that in 12 to 18 months, you know, we will have inflation, which is manageable. Even the subs, forecasts released today already indicate that inflation should be below 6% by the third quarter of next year and remain just under 5%, which is the ideal situation for our economy.
Yep. Well, let's certainly hope so that we do get there and there aren't any further surprises, as we've seen with the invasion of the Ukraine by Russia and many other shockwaves to the system. So let's hope this black swan season comes to an end. We've dealt with enough risk factors, I guess, to last us quite a while. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Ntate Mashego.
Always a pleasure, Google.
Fantastic. That's Isaac Mashego, who's a senior economist at Nedbank, joining us to give us some insight into the interest rate increases that we witnessed there from the South African Reserve Bank. As anticipated, and as he's highlighted, interest rates pre-pandemic were at 10.5%, right? That was prime. And at the moment, we're actually well below that, just under 9%, or under 10% there. So we do need to put things into context as well as perspective, that the rate and I guess the pace of the aggressiveness of the increases that we've witnessed is what is sharp, in light of rising inflation. But we are finding ourselves just going back to the levels that we witnessed at pre-pandemic levels. And if there's anything that we need to be cognizant of as South Africans, is manage your debt more effectively. Be mindful of what this actually means for your credit repayments. And there's a number of platforms that actually allow you to evaluate the property of your, the value of your property, as well as the value of your vehicle, and to figure out as you do the maths as to just how much all these additional costs will likely be on your property. On average, looking at one of the details that have been shared here by a bond originator in South Africa, they essentially say that on a property that owns valued at around, what, 1 million rand? Your monthly bond repayment at the interest rate of 9.75% currently sits at around 9,485 rand. And given the increase that we'll see now, essentially that moves it up to 488 rand per month. But be mindful of doing these calculations and understanding how that extra 200 rand, 500 rand, 700 rand, or even upwards of 1,000 rand, depending on the valuation of your property, what impact that will have on your monthly installments. So be mindful of these particular factors and do the math. And if you're a saver, this is exactly the opportune time for you to ensure that you see more money babies grow. Compound interest, right? The eighth wonder of the world. This is essentially where we'll see that having or coming into full effect. So if you happen to find yourself putting your money into money market accounts or cash-based investments, retail savings bonds, which we've discussed before on the show, those are some of the asset classes that we actually see performing better. Why? Higher interest rates. So if you happen to be a saver or an investor, this is where higher interest rates will work in your favor. But of course, all of this is a dynamic and a balance that we need to strive for. Managing your debt effectively, still looking to save and reach your financial goals and objectives, and just being aware of your financial standing and what it means within the context of South Africa's economy. Either way, we're all here to build wealth.
Kaya Biz with Google Tumfupi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.